ladies and gentlemen, and football fans across the world. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Emo Brown, the podcast, Local Love Monday. I am Esteban Garcia III, aka Champs. With me today, Barry, the producer, making sure everything is read and recording. Atta you, Barry. Local Love Monday is always brought to you by the wonderful people at Full Circle Roof. For all of your residential, commercial needs, real estate, properties, all of the thing, whether you're buying, selling, or investing, put your trust in Full Circle Group. The homie Alberto Aguirre and Fabio Ortega will make sure they not only dress to impress, but sell your property. Joining us today, an epic show, bro. Like, I love the Local Love Monday setup now. I enjoy what we have created with the Local Love couch and the Local Love setup. Today, it gets super local, and it gets super exciting for me as a longtime football fan, somebody who's been waiting. Honestly, I'm 45 this year. I've been waiting probably 30 years for a legit soccer club in my city. MLS came around, and I was crossing my fingers, hoping one day that we'd have our own club. I remember going to one of the first MLS All-Star games. It was at Qualcomm, and watching all like Eric Winalda and everybody playing in these huge jerseys. Big jerseys, not like you have today. And as soon as we heard that we're going to get an STFC, an MLS squad of our own, oh, man, through the moon, excited for my kids, excited for me, excited for everybody that loves football. Joining us today is somebody that's going to take us in the world of STFC. SVP, Senior Vice President of Brand Marketing and Community with STFC, the homie Sebastian Mora Hernandez, bro. Cheers, brother. Bienvenido.
Salud.
A usted, compita, bienvenido, bienvenido. Excited to get to know and listen to your story of how you became a prominent fixture with STFC, man. Sebastian, bienvenido. Tell us a little bit about yourself, brother.
Thank you, brother. Good to be here. Super awesome to hear your excitement, first of all.
It's not fabricated, I'll tell you that, man. I can legitimately, I recall every match I went to as a kid when Mexico was qualifying for a Copa, a Gold Cup, a CONCACAF event, anything, a friendly at Qualcomm, and just the drive from South Bay. Forget even that. The experience of purchasing our tickets at the Ticketmasters inside of the Mexican music store. I forget the name right now, but we would get the tickets there, dog. And then we would go, and it would be a party all day. We wouldn't even go to school, and I was probably like in middle school, high school. And then we'd go on the freeway, and the freeways are shut down. Mexican flags everywhere. Wow, wow. Pinche fiesta, pachanga, everything. Then you get there and it's more tailgating and then you actually get to see the match. For me, it was just an awesome experience. And to have that now on a weekly basis, as we're going to get an opportunity to root on our own team. We're very loyal here in San Diego. We're very prideful about our teams. We don't have many. We've lost some, you know? So actually gaining one that we can rally and support, it means everything to me, bro. So thank you. Thank you for being a part of that.
No, thank you. And look, thanks for the excitement, because quite honestly, that's what got me here. I think I spoke to a few people before making the decision to join this project. I looked into the history of sports in San Diego. And that story that you just told is a story that's been long in the making for this club, right?
Extremely long.
And that's what we found. Everybody in San Diego has a connection to the game. One way or another, people are living their lives, you know, taking their kids to training, taking their kids for games, watching football nationally, internationally. San Diego is known to be the number one place in the country for youth participation.
Indeed.
It's number one viewership during World Cup.
Would blow my mind. Always watching San Diego be listed in the top three for viewership.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, where's our team?
Well, now imagine with a team, right?
Yeah.
And I think it just speaks miles to the potential and to the excitement. You know, we were talking about this potential, and I want to dive a little bit into that. But yeah, thanks again for having me. Thanks again for activating this platform to talk about the club, to talk about the vision. It's important for us for people to meet us and to meet the individuals behind building the club and for them to get a really good feel about what we care about and what we think the club can do for the community.
Absolutely, man.
Dude, I came here a year and a half ago. I came from Right to Dream, which is half of the ownership at San Diego FC. I was with Right to Dream for just over 7 years. I was working, I started working there with the founder and the owner, and I moved then onto marketing, brand. I rebranded Right to Dream, and I rebranded FC Nordsjælland, which is the club in Denmark.
The Denmark squad.
And I think that's what paved the way for me to be presented this opportunity, you know, this unique and unbelievable opportunity. I have a friend who's in our team at Right to Dream, and every time he visits, he says, what you guys are doing is basically impossible. You're building a club from scratch, which never, ever happens anymore, right? Especially when you consider football, soccer. Most clubs in the world are all old, you know?
Centuries old.
To think that we have the chance to build something from scratch through a passion that is global, that is infinite. You know, I think that's what's beautiful about the game, as I was saying. And what I have found in San Diego is another place where there is an infinite amount of stories of identity behind football. And just hearing you talk about what it means for you, what you think is going to mean for your kids, what we're trying to do with the club is bring all of that together. And we're really just here to build a platform that will serve the community, that will be a resource for the community, that will lead the way for all the amazing work that has been done in the last few decades at a grassroots level, right? The ecosystem in San Diego is really what is going to dictate the success of what we do. And that's why the very first thing that we decided to do is get out there in the community. And
it's more than a club.
It's more than a club.
It's more than a club.
It's by far more than a club. And, you know, that's also the beauty of the Right to Dream model. It's also something that's going to make this club unique, right? But, yeah, if I go back to your question, I was here a year and a half ago, started with Right to Dream. I started my career in football in 2007. In 2007, I started working for Brighton, Brighton Football Club. I was a community coach, so I was coaching kids in the community, more on the nonprofit side. Whenever I would get a chance, I would do academy coaching as well. So that was how I started to get a little bit more acquainted with the elite side of the game. And that was how I started. You know, I heard about the Right to Dream model, so I always kept that in my mind. Being from Costa Rica, I've always wanted to do something in my country to also unlock the potential that I've always seen there. And so naturally, when I heard about the Right to Dream model, growing up in Costa Rica as a kid, I thought that's exactly what I needed, you know? I need a place that will see the value that I have as a student, as an athlete, that will create an environment for me to be able to pursue that, right? And the truth of the matter is I was never good enough. There were a lot of kids that
don't feel bad, man. Only 3% of the people who play are really actually good at it, right? To the level of being a professional footballer.
Yeah. So I think when I learned about that model, I thought this is the future of the game. You know, this idea of a club, an institution, an organization that takes full holistic responsibility for the development of an individual, that in return is 100% committed to that organization.
On and off the pitch.
On and off the pitch, yeah. And so you know, fast forward, I went to work in West Africa with Brighton. They sent me to Brazil. I was in India. I've been blessed. I've had the opportunity to see the world through the game.
What an awesome experience,
I ended in Ghana with Right to Dream. So that's where I started. That was in 2015. And they were just about to purchase FC Nordsjælland in order to add that last stage in the value chain, right? Because when you consider the financial sustainability that the group has now, that was a key component of not only adding the last stage of the pathway for the kids, but also being able to build something sustainable, something that feeds itself.
Yes.
And that's one of
full
the
circle.
Key, that's one of the key problems that we also see in football today, right? Like a lot of clubs are pumping money, but they don't have a sustainable system.
The academy's not there.
And so I just fell in love with that, you know. As a fan, as a kid who needed that, I just fell in love with that. And I had been seeing the world and, you know, seeing that in Ghana, in West Africa, it was extremely special as well. It's a place that I hold dear, close to my heart. And then eventually I was presented the opportunity to move to Denmark and try to figure out what that combination of a pro club with the Right to Dream DNA and philosophy would be like, right? And, you know, 8 years later, that's FC Nordsjælland. It's the youngest club in the world, breaking transfer records, highest percentage of minutes played by academy players. So, you know, it's Right to Dream is really walking the talk in that way.
Yeah. Milestones. Yeah. Doing it.
Yeah. Another cool part is that it's 100% scholarship based. It's providing two diverse pathways, you know, it's the student athlete scholarship pathway or a professional contract. And beyond that, what we're trying to do is build a community of graduates who will be the next leaders and the change makers of the industry, right? That grow up with this idea of, as an athlete, my platform is for the community. It's not for me. And so
it's embedded in the student, in the athlete, in the participant.
Exactly.
The community that's being established.
Correct. And so what would a professional team of athletes built like this look like?
Winners.
What would it do for the community, right? And now imagine what a league, a country, a federation investing in this way, right? What would the world of football look like? So that's really the long-term vision of Right to Dream. And, you know, coming to San Diego gives us a much bigger platform to bring that to the world in a country that embraces that mindset, that is about dreams, is about opportunity, but most importantly, in a place with the potential that San Diego has.
To explode.
It's just a combination that, you know, it's as you were saying, it's just incredibly exciting. And I know people here are excited because they want a team in their hometown. And that's huge, right?
We want to connect.
But I think people will be, people's mind will be blown when they understand what this will do in the long term, right? Right to Dream has gone into Ghana, into Ivory Coast, into Denmark, Norway. We have found and developed probably the best for young players in each of these markets that are now playing Champions League, World Cup. One of them playing for Brighton recently won the African Cup of Nations.
A sense of pride in these alumnus too, probably.
Huge. And so when you consider that the US is statistically one of the most underdeveloped talent markets in football and the potential that it has, and that San Diego is the OG La Cuna, mm-hmm. the OG epicenter of that. And that's where, when you start putting all of these things together and you start connecting all of this, yes, we will have a team in San Diego to support and to represent San Diego at the highest level of the game. But in 10 years, if we do things right and based on history and what the investments that are being made, that's what we're building for this club and for the community. You will see San Diego natives, Mexican kids as well, in the starting lineup. And more importantly, they will be the kids to carry their national teams forward. And so, you know, when I go back as a kid, as a teenager, and I had one of my friends just doing trials. He wasn't even in the national team, in a junior national team. He was doing trials for the junior national team. But every weekend when we used to play for our high schools, I was playing with him, right? So immediately I'm like, if he's doing that, maybe I can do
that. I can do it too.
Right? And what that does for a family, for a school, for a community, you cannot fabricate that. You cannot measure that even right now, you know. That will be the continuous legacy that this club will have in this community. It's providing opportunities for local kids to represent not only the city, but to also lead the next generation. And
how exciting, man.
That's what's powerful for me personally. That's why I'm here. And, you know, the more time I spend in San Diego, the more beautiful people I meet, you know, and the more chances I get to share some of this. And I think the more I understand, because people are so grateful to San Diego. And that's one of the key traits that I've loved about San Diego, you know. People love this place. People want to protect it. To your point, people are loyal to it.
Very much so.
And so if you consider what I just said, well, what we're doing is that we're developing a generation of leaders for these new San Diego, right? For a San Diego that will really bring this place forward with those values at the core.
And I feel this component of the club, of the foundation, A Right to Dream, I don't think it's gotten as much shine and attention yet as it deserves.
No.
Anytime I talk to somebody new from the club, the organization, and they peel back a new layer on it, well, it's not just this, it's also this, you know? It blows my mind how much is at the core of what SCFC is truly going to mean to San Diego.
Yeah.
You know, to the community.
Yeah.
Because everybody involved that I've met so far, yourself included, you guys are all stars. You guys are all top tier talents in what you do. Thank you. From DK, from Jerry, from Ricardo, you know, all of you guys. Tony, I just met Tony Martinez. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about him before we started. Everybody involved is in the same boat.
Yeah.
Paddling in the same direction, firing off the same message. And after a while, it's like, oh, wow. They have the right guys for the job. This team is built out of people who truly want to see this project not only grow but flourish and develop and do exactly what you stated that you wanted.
You know, we have an amazing team of people. Everybody works really hard, but to your point, everybody is aligned in terms of what this model and this vision could be for San Diego and how the club. The club, you know, we will win games, we will win trophies, we will also lose some. That will come and go. But building a club that is truly representative of the community, that is genuinely, authentically investing in the community, to create that platform is something that...
bigger than any sport.
And not all the clubs get the chance to do that.
No,
you know?
No,
and
no.
And that's why it's so important to build in the way that we are. And, you know, one of the first things that we decided is, like, we could have launched this deposit campaign, and that's it, right? And then through cool videos about the MLS and, you know, potential players and things like that, we could have done our marketing so differently. And the very first thing that we heard in our research from San Diegans is community.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the community. You know, what is this club going to do for us? And that's where, you know, we decided to, with the Crumble Tour, you know, we want people to meet us. We want to go into each community and for people to really feel what the essence, the soul of this club will be.
Hearts and minds, man. You guys are going into each community, showing them this is what we're about.
Yeah,
making them feel like they are invested in this project, in this club, in A Right to Dream. Smart way to market, man. And I mean, that's why you are the SVP. you know what I'm saying? I mean,
look, it's you know, some people will say smart, some people will say it's not. Like it's a big investment from us. You know,
very much
it's a big investment that's just going into the community. These are free events.
How many Chrome Ball Tour stops are there?
Yeah, there's 18 stops.
One in each. Oof.
One in each of the 18 communities, which is a key part of our brand, right?
Yeah.
Our key part, one of the key components of our brand is to bring San Diego together, and that's one of the huge things that I think we all noticed when we first started looking under the hood, right? San Diego has all this potential, all this talent. There's so much talent in San Diego. You know, we talk about creating opportunities for talent to flourish and San Diego to shine. That's our mission. That's what we come every day to the office. That's what everybody's thinking about. When you look at what we're doing with the creative community, the artists, the musicians, in every Crumble tour, we've had some level of local talent platform.
Obed Padilla, Oceanside.
Love that guy. You know, he's from Costa Rica.
What a good dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Love yeah. his music.
We had him on the podcast. I learned a lot about him that day. Yeah. There was a lot of things. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. 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 So.
So much talent here.
A lot. A lot. And like, look, this is what, again, like I, traveling around the world and seeing so much. And then I come here and I, quite honestly, when you're outside of the U.S., you don't hear about San Diego that much. You hear about New York. You hear about L.A. You hear about Miami.
To a certain extent, we enjoy that.
And I...
You know, we like Chula Vista, to even bring it... We like flying under the radar.
Yeah.
We like just kind of doing... We live in a place where people vacation. And if that's the mentality, we'll take it. You know, come and enjoy what we're all about. But then we know we still live here and we got to take care of our community, you know?
Yeah, no, and finding that balance is something that is going to be key for the success of this club. You know, understanding how we can unlock that potential and provide opportunities for the community while maintaining that spirit, right? And that essence of San Diego wanting to remain in a certain way how it is and how it's been. And I don't know, it's been an amazing journey so far. Like, more than anything, we're having loads of fun as well, you know? It's
heck yeah. On top of that, yeah. Having lots of fun.
Yeah, it's... You know, you get to go out and meet amazing people who do amazing things. You get to see football every day.
You every get to, day, you know, every, you're around football.
When we host kids in our events, that's what it's all about, right? It's all about that moment of them connecting with each other, connecting with the club. That's what the Crumble Tour is there for. And it's just us saying hello, planting some seeds, looking to identify individuals and organizations that we can partner with that are aligned with this vision, that can help us shape that vision as well. So, yeah.
May 4th, the party comes to Chula Vista.
That's right.
What can us as Chula Vista and South Bay residents expect and look forward to on May 4th?
May 4th is going to be our biggest event of the year.
There it is.
There it is. Beautiful poster by Josue Roman. So yeah, May 4th on Downtown 3rd, we're closing down the streets. We're going to be running, you know, the heart of each of our events is street soccer. So there's going to be the biggest street soccer tournament so far right on Downtown 3rd. We have over 600 players.
Under the 3rd Avenue sign, man. Correct. That's awesome.
Correct.
Aesthetically, it's going to be amazing just to watch all that go down.
We have a big stage that's going to be under the sign. Rossi and Sebio G, who are here, they're going to be performing. We're going to have Vilma Diaz and La Sonora. Saquon Tribe is going to be there.
All right.
We're going to have a Lucha Libre event.
You guys are going to have Little Rob.
We're going to have Little Rob.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's we're bringing it.
Yeah.
We're bringing it. And it's, again, like Chula Vista is the one community where we have seen the most engagement with the club. So naturally, we wanna give it back.
We like to party. We like to party. We're very communal. Yeah. We're very
some would
loyal.
Say a little too much.
A little too much sometimes. Well, we represent our community well, man.
Yeah.
So when we see entities, new structures, new components coming in, we want to vet and make sure it's like, well, what's going on here? You know, like what's the end game? Are these people being real with what they're presenting?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, SDFC seems to be the real deal, and it's something we've been waiting for decades for this to happen, for this moment. And I feel like May 4th is going to be the official launch party for us as South Bay residents, Chula Vista's, to legitimately get on board and be like, this is our squad now.
Dude, that's a great way to put it. Like, that's what it is. Like, as I said, why are we why are we bringing all of this to Chula Vista? Because we have seen it in the engagement in the last year, right? And it's going to be a key part, you know, like a key part of building our fan base, building the club, key part of the community showing up to our events. So we also have to meet the community there.
Yes.
Right? And
you'll and be there.
I will be there, of course.
Campos will be there.
Campos will be there.
Everybody, the whole squad is there. You guys go to all of them.
The whole squad, all of them, yeah. Yeah.
How many have you done up until right now?
So I was traveling for Poway and Santee,
mm-hmm.
but I did Oceanside and Esco. Yeah. Esco was awesome. Oceanside was awesome. Quite honestly, they've all been awesome. They've all had their own unique thing, and that's what part of what we make sure happens as well. Part of what we want is for people from other communities to come to these communities to visit, to see what it's about, right? Somebody from Oceanside who maybe has never been to Chula Vista, like, you'd be surprised how many people yeah. stay in their own little bubble.
No surprise,
right?
Here, man. Anything anything north of the 8 is Canada for me. I don't know what goes on up there.
Yeah. Canada. So no, that's what it is, you know? It's like, come and see another side of San Diego. Come and meet other people who love the game. Come and celebrate that the club is here. Come build it with us.
There you it know? Is.
That's the key part. Like, be part of this. Come build it with us. Tell us what you think. All you got to do is show up.
Tell me a little bit about the fashion show component that's going to be going on.
Yeah, man. I have some caps here, actually. First revealed in the Emo Brown podcast.
Did you hear that, Barry? A little yeah, reveal.
I hear we're special.
You can go through these.
Well, well, well. So, look yeah, at that.
The fashion show component. While you look at these, I'll give a little description. It's basically we're releasing our Colors of the Community collection. The Colors of the Community were the main colors that we got out of our research that San Diegans felt represented San Diego, right? And so far, we've mainly been leading with blue and chrome and azul. And now we're adding some pop.
Well, I'm not going to lie. These are very poppy, man. I see yeah. some colors I like already. Look at that red. Woo, shit, right there, that one. Look at that one. No, these are all amazing, yeah. bro.
Yeah, so we're partnering with some local creatives as well. And we're just going to do a little bit of a street runway.
All right.
Close to the stage.
Okay.
While some of the artists are performing.
Very nice.
And we're going to introduce some of the new products. It's you can first get it at the event. Season ticket members, people who have already purchased their season tickets, will get early access to buy some of it. So if you haven't...
Tell me about the season ticket process right now, because that's something we're very interested. I've been in the ear of Ricardo, like, ad nauseam, like, hey, bro, like, I have a group of friends, and we all want to buy season tickets. Is that something that is already going on then?
That's already going on. You know, it's a big stadium. It's the largest soccer-specific stadium in the country.
Really?
It is, yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah. So we have to tackle it in pieces, right?
There's some sales to be done then.
There's some sales to be done. It's a complex process, and we have an amazing marketing and ticketing team that are working through that right now. But in a nutshell, we started with the ultra premium spaces.
Okay.
That's actually sold out.
Well done.
Yeah. And now we're working through premium. And that's the Cox Club, the Zoo Club, the Dos Equis Club, and the Toyota Terrace.
I heard there's some on-pitch seating available.
We have some pitch boxes as well.
Yeah, Barry, that's our lifestyle right there, brother. I'm pretty sure there's commas involved in the purchase price of this, but still.
Yeah, that's a new thing that we're bringing into Snapdragon Stadium.
I've seen a couple other teams do that. And it's a foreign idea to me to have, it's almost like a little booth on the pitch, on the sideline, and you're just on there eating, drinking, having a good time, cheering your team on. I was like,
exactly. Oh.
So that's what we're going to get here at Snapdragon.
That's it.
Oh, man.
And we're considering adding more, because the ones that we made available sold out as well. So you know, there's
what's the cost on things like this looking like? And for even tickets that aren't currently available, for family tickets, I want to go take my kids on a Saturday match. Is it going to be reasonably priced for everybody to be involved in?
Yeah, so look, I don't have full details on each section. Mm-hmm. What I can say that I think it's exciting is, you know, about 25% of our seats in the whole stadium will be under $40 a ticket.
There it is.
So that's evolving, but that number is something that we felt we really wanted to work with, precisely because we want people to be able to show up,
and yeah,
we want families to be able to show up, people to support their club.
The
right?
Beautiful game needs to be appreciated and enjoyed by all.
Exactly.
You know.
So look, if you and your buddies want to sell tickets, right now we're working through premium seats.
Okay.
And people are welcome to make an appointment. You need to make a deposit first, get yourself on the list. Then you'll be contacted. You can make an appointment. You go visit the stadium. You know, you test the seats. You choose the area that you want, and then you buy them. And we have multiple options there for premium in terms of the length of the contract.
Challenge accepted. We're gonna have an Emo Brown Day at Snapdragon picking our seats then.
Let's do it.
That sounds like something that needs to get done. Oh, man, you have no idea, my friends. Nonstop. Hey, when can we look at seats? When can we legitimately start looking at packages? What do we guys said? I don't know.
Do you guys do mobile podcasts?
Yeah, we just did one on Saturday.
Yeah, let's do one at the stadium.
We'll do one at the stadium. Choosing our seats with SDFC. You know, and it's true because no doubt I'm going to have... I was talking to Ricardo. I was like, okay, so I want two rows, bro. But like, and it's going to be probably 20 seats that we take. And we want to just be sitting like two tickets per team. It's like myself and a son, my friend and his wife, and just going to be two tickets per each person. And we just want to take over a little section. That'll be ours. And that's the goal.
Love
you
it.
Know? So you have no idea how excited the community is to go watch and support soccer, bro. You know, anytime Snapdragon gets a match, you're like, all right, who's playing? Oh, United? Oh, well, let's go. Who are we playing? Let's get it, you know? So now to actually be and have continuity with a club that's going to be there week in and week out here in San Diego, forget about it, dog. It's otro pedo.
Yeah, man. I agree. Look, it's even for me, this, you know, I have never been part of building a club from scratch like this. And to your point, like just every day there's something exciting happening. Every day we get to make decisions with the community about what this will become. And that first game is going to be everything, right? That first game, which I think, you know, Wave have done an amazing job there as well. And you see it. You see that community. You see that
you
potential.
You see the support. You see people rallying, coming together and going out. And they sold out a string of matches.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be like, oh, my God, there are so many soccer supporters in San Diego selling out these many games on a Wednesday, on a Thursday. You know, it's almost like, okay, it's Saturday, it's Sunday, we get it. Back on a Tuesday through a Thursday, it's like there's so many people here.
Yeah.
So through our foundation, we were fortunate enough to support and sell concessions at these matches. So we saw firsthand all of the people that were there. We're like, oh, man, the support is real.
It is. It is. And, you know, I think another part of this project that I'm personally passionate for and excited is the supporter section itself, right? Because you don't really see that in any other sport. Not the way that you see it in football, right? And you know, there's already 6-7 groups that have formed. They're talking about creating more groups.
Really?
They're talking about collaborating even more. And that's just, again, another sign of that excitement is the fuel of everything, right? That excitement, that passion that people have, first of all, for San Diego, but also for the game, coming together to create something special. So what will our supporter section look like?
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know. It's going to be incredible.
I'm thinking Borussia Dortmund style. Oof. I'm thinking, oof, just bananas. We go to Tijuas. We go to Tijuana to support Cholos because that was a team that we have up until now. The Massacre, you know? So you get, like, firsthand. And those guys do not stop. They have a whole supporter section nonstop. Traca, traca, traca. All the whole 90 minutes and then some.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure on the supporter groups here, but I'm ready.
It is. Look, it's pressure is for sure, you know. Pressure is from all angles.
Very much so.
Because I also think San Diego knows that the potential that it has, especially in football. Like, you know, there's over 60 youth clubs. There's over 35,000 youth players who are dedicating a lot of time, a lot of energy, families. you know, parents driving kids up and down, traveling the country. And
boy, do we know.
And the thing is, the talent is there, you know. Like, San Diego has been one of the major contributors to talent to youth national teams and to into the college system over the last few decades. So it's just a matter of time. And I think because people know that, that's where the pressure comes from. People want this to be a success.
From day one.
And San Diego deserves it, right? So... so that's, but it's good pressure. It's good pressure.
May 4th, Barry. May 4th, downtown Chula Vista.
All of 3rd. Well, the important part of 3rd.
The Chrome Ball Tour finally gets to Chula Vista. Yeah. Music, food, a beer garden I saw. There's going to be a beer garden. There's going to be a fashion show.
You know where you'll find me?
A fashion show. All of the top tier talent at SDFC Corporate's going to be there. Ricardo Campos probably signing autographs, telling people he's from Brazil and they're the best soccer squad in the world. That's what he
dancing
does.
Dancing samba.
That, at least. Singing carnaval. You know, doing it. Sebs, thank you, brother. Thank you for stopping by, enlightening us, and letting us know what we have to look forward to. Look at these lids, bro. Real talk.
Real talk.
These are some killer lids.
I like that yellow one.
You better stop looking at that yellow
keep
one.
It.
You better stop. These are for us.
What?
That's what I just heard. Yeah. I heard you get to keep it.
Yeah, these are yours.
All right. Well,
they're going to smell like Goop within a week.
This episode was brought to you by Goop. No, Seps, thank you very much, bro.
No, thank you.
This isn't
guys.
The last time you're coming on. I want to keep bringing you on as we get closer, as we do everything. That choosing of the seats and doing a mobile podcast on site, man.
Let's do it.
Even when the season starts, we're going to sneak in all the gear and just kind of be from our seats. Be like, hey, we're here live and direct from Snapdragon. But no, real talk, this is an exciting time for San Diegans. It's an exciting time for Chula Vista. It's an exciting time for MLS football, the league, to finally get an opportunity to branch out into San Diego. And we get to show them exactly how we get down.
That's correct.
Thank you, Seb.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
Es tu casa aquí, compita.
I've been following this podcast since I arrived, actually, nice. And now I'm here.
There you are.
Yeah.
You'll be taking home some grasshopper goodies with yourself. Don't worry. Sick. You'll be all right. Thank you very much. Barry, hit it.
Thank you, guys.